Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Hi, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. How are you today?
A little bit sick.
Me too, girl.
Oh, man. Miles has been, he has been like a night owl these past couple of days. And I tell you what, I usually do really good with little sleep, but I have to get like at least like 4 hours straight. And I have not been getting that. And so my immune system has tanked. Mm-hmm. I woke up today and I felt like I was like swallowing around a ball in my mouth, in my throat. Come to find out I have strep throat. But hey, I do feel good. I started my antibiotics. And yeah, I'll just take that and roll with it.
Well, thanks for showing up, and I'm going to send your throat chakra all the good juju, and mine too, because I have some sort of like summer cold, it feels like. But you know what? We love each other and the besties this much that we still feel called to do an oracle reading today.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll just see how it goes, I suppose. So Rashida and I are going to bring y'all along for a little bit of a meditation. And then we each have come up with messages or brought messages through us that we'll share. So we'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's just take a moment to ground and breathe. Obviously, we're not feeling super good. Maybe you're not feeling good either today. Maybe you're feeling great. I don't know. But hopefully this will bring us all on the exact same page. So let's go ahead and start in a comfortable seat. If you're able to do that, if you're on a walk or you're driving or something like that, then don't worry about it. So you can close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Maybe move your body a little bit until you feel settled. So that means moving your body in an intuitive way until stillness feels right. And invite your forehead to soften. Let your jaw relax. Let your shoulders melt away from your ears. Feel your body in your space. Feel your breath moving through you. And you might start to slow and deepen this breath, being really intentional with each one. And notice the small shift just from the intentional breathing. And imagine yourself clearing energetic space. So each breath is almost like a broom going through your aura, through your system, cleansing away anything that's not serving, that's keeping you from being right here, right now. And bring into your heart maybe a question or a situation. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever comes to your mind or heart is fine. And know that you can hold space for this during our reading today. And let's take a big cleansing breath to release. Breathe in through the nose. Out of the mouth. And we'll get started. And yes, I do have Gemma with me today talking about Baby Shark Halloween as always. So if you if you're a little bit of that, just know it's real life for me right now. So take a moment, choose. Maybe I come into your mind, Lauren. Maybe it's Rashida. Who do you feel intuitively drawn to today? And then you'll receive the reading. And maybe it's both of us. So we'll see. And Rashida, I think I'll invite you to go first.
Okay, great. Oh, man. So I got my reading a little bit differently today. I tapped in, went into my place of nature, and I had two of my spirit guides show up, and I got messages from both. So
cool.
Yeah, let's go into this one. The first one, when I was feeling into the energy of June and what messages did this energy have for us, I kept on getting the word threshold. Like that was, it was like pulsing threshold. I did not know what that meant. So I asked my guide to, you know, explain more. And what she told me was, all that is will be, but the will be that is of your choosing. And so I was like, huh, very interesting. And if you sit with that, all that is will be, but the will be is of your choosing. It comes to mind that we need to like loosen the reins a bit and know that what's for us will eventually come into our field. It will be made clear or manifested for us, but it's what we do during the wait, during the co-creation process, of how it will manifest, how it will come to be, how it will enter our energetic space. It's of our choosing. And we have to get clear with our intentions and clarity around what it is we, you know, want to do, want to have for our lives, the type of life we want to have. And that's what came to mind for that one. Lauren, I had a few more things. Did you want to comment on that or did you want me to keep going?
Go ahead and keep going. I'm really intrigued.
Okay. And then I turned to my other guide and she also said, the push and pull of life is inevitable. It's how you decide to show up that makes the ride worth it. And yeah, it almost like has a feeling like the ocean and like the moon and how it, you know, creates that gravitational pull and we always have the waves and, you know, life is kind of a bit like that. We're always gonna have the waves. It's always gonna be in and out, this dance of back and forth. And I think June is like calling for us to like really look at where we are and know that maybe if we're in a lull or a, not so much a peak, but a shallow end, that we get to decide like what we want to do in those moments. I know we talk about Kriya and effortless flow and, you know, we get into this flow of life and, you know, some people will speak that this is how we're meant to live. And where I do believe that that is true, I also know that we're human too. And yes, we're meant to live in effortless flow, but there are times where the universe is going to, we're not going to be aligned. We're not going to be aligned because we are human. And our desires shift and change. And when they do that, like the universe is already working on the things that we have wanted before. And when they are no longer aligned, there is going to cause some like friction, some low moments. And in these moments, it's asking us to like still show up anyway and decide the type of person we want to be. Because if we're always in the high vibe when we're flying high and the, you know, we're on that, riding that wave at the top, and that's great, but if we're not that same being, and it doesn't have to be like energetic wise, but just like who we are to the core in the low moments too, then what, you know, what is that saying? We're going to have the back and forth, the give and take. but it's how we decide to show up. And I think June is asking us to like really look at these moments of our lives and see, am I showing up in my fullness? Am I showing up the way I want to in these moments? Am I putting on a front maybe? And really like look at that. And so when I like thought about the two of those together and really meditated on that, it said, to me, I got slow down, get out of the doing for the sake of the doing. And this is when you will hear the gentle whispers of your soul. And I asked about like, what are some good practices to kind of like embody this essence? And they both said free flow and like journaling or dancing, no input walks, like really like spending and sitting time with yourself. And I feel like this theme comes around from time to time, but depending on what phase we are in life where we do consume a lot. But I think June is asking us to like really see how we're showing up for ourselves, really making that decision on whether we want to if we're making the decision to be the person we want to be, like really being intentional with who we are, what we're portraying out in the world, and sitting with ourselves without the constant input of information or what other people say we might be, and like really like have a conversation with ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, summertime, like things are like ramping up, like we're getting ready to do all the things. I know I am. And sometimes I feel like we might lose ourselves in these moments. And having a practice to just come home to, even in these busy moments or these lulls or these crashes or whatever the case may be, is what I feel we're being called to this month.
Will you read the first one again?
Mm-hmm. The word that came to mind was threshold. And when I asked what that meant, all that is will be, but the will be that is of your choosing.
Hmm. Okay. I love both of those. It's funny, like kind of what I thought was going to come up for me today was really similar to what you offered, but my reading's actually way different, but I did want to share like what was coming up beforehand, 'cause I feel like it's meant to come through. So, I've been talking about my garden, obviously, mm-hmm. the last few months. And, you know, we've put so much work into it. Like we built our beds this year and we got soil and we've been starting seeds and planting the seedlings and mulching and, you know, doing all the things to like create this garden space this year from scratch. And it hasn't been going that well lately. We've been a little bit bummed because things, like some things are growing and some aren't. And yeah, I was feeling like a little disappointed because we put all this work and time and energy into it. And I was just like, you know what? My intuition was like, you need to check the soil, because I never checked the pH of the soil. We bought new soil this year and it's like meant for raised garden beds. It's from like an organics company that everyone recommended. So I test the soil and it is like really acidic. Like it's not really compatible with growing vegetables. And I felt really bummed. But at the same time, like it's not like you can't do anything. It is kind of hard to like change the pH for things that are already growing, but I could go in and add lime or baking soda and added lime. I turned up some of the things that I had planted that weren't working out and planted new stuff. And I guess when you were talking, I was thinking about that lull, and it's like, how do you show up in the lull? And for me, like that situation was like, okay, things aren't really working the way I want them to. I'm going to go to the roots. I'm going to go to the soil and make some changes. So going like deep within, you know?
Yeah.
So Yeah, I just thought I would share that because, yeah, sometimes things are disappointing and you work really hard and they don't manifest the way that you think they're going to, but it's this opportunity to go in, to learn more, to go deeper, and to create like more fertile soil for the future, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, because I could have just been like, well, whatever, it's not going to work out this year. But first of all, you know,
next time.
Yeah. First of all, you know, that's not just not how I am.
No, you're going to make it work.
Exactly. So, yeah, I love all those messages. And I'm not exactly sure if what I said makes total sense with yours, but there is a sort of like surrender moment of, okay, well, what can I do? And what's going to make this work the best we can? And even if it doesn't, still, like, there's always next year. Which also speaks to, and I'm just going off on your message, by the way, but it speaks to, like, we've talked about this before in another reading, but longevity. So it's how do we cultivate our soil for the long term? how do we plan to live this life and be on this path of like growth and spirituality for the long term? And it doesn't look like, yeah, positivity and highs all the time. It's like, how do we ride this wave for forever?
Yeah.
So, all right, should we move on to mine?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, when I brought up like my book, I did the Akashic Records this time, and my guides brought me a book, and it was like the book of June for our listeners. And what I saw was like someone holding a seashell to their ear at first. And, you know, like when you hold a seashell to your ear, you can hear the sound of the whole ocean. So, I guess the interpretation of that is you are that shell and you are the song of nature and the goddess. So like this little shell is this representation of the whole ocean. And you, listener, or Rashida, or me, are this little piece, you know, of the divine and of nature. So that's one part of it. What I saw after that was like Venus de Milo, you know, the painting of like Venus rising from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of thinking about, because I'm planning a beach vacation right now. We're leaving soon. And I think a lot of people, it's June, like it's getting warmer out. It's time to like get in the water, to wear swimsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all about being like fully expressed in that and like very unapologetic about your body. And it was like just a reminder that your body is, what did I write down? Okay. Your body is the result of so many choices from your ancestors, from like this DNA code, from evolution, from your ancestors' circumstances. Like your body is not a mistake. And besides like your ancestors, it's made from the stars, which made the earth, which made our bodies. Like they're miraculous. So I just saw like this goddess on the beach wearing her bathing suit with like body jewelry and just like feeling herself, no matter what she looks like, no matter if she fits, you know, the societal mold or looks like the cover of a magazine, which nobody looks like that, by the way. It's photoshopped.
All photoshopped. Yeah.
Yeah. And the message that came through from that was really cool. You can honor the sacrifices and stories of your ancestors by loving yourself and your life. You honor the land you live on or that you are in by being present with it. You honor yourself by remembering who you are. So this is really a call to be like present and enjoy and to like adorn yourself because you are this piece of the divine. You are a goddess. And how beautiful is that?
I absolutely love that message. And it had me thinking about me putting my suitcase together and the bathing suits that I was picking out because my Prego body, I absolutely loved, Lauren. And now, you know, I've been having some, for me personally, like just some challenges with consistency and like getting back to where I wanted to be. But I was also feeling this call body wise. I was also feeling this call of like, who the fuck cares? Like, are you grateful for your body? Abso-fucking-lutely. Do you have to like put on a show for anybody else? No. And so you're going to wear that bathing suit that you feel called to wear and fuck what anyone else says or thinks about it. And you know what? Honestly, and when I was like really like talking to myself about this, I'm like, that's your ego talking. No one else is really going to be sitting there judging you for how you look because you look and you see all sorts of women out on the beach or at the pool and you think it's beautiful. Like, why wouldn't anyone else? So I'm really liking that call to just like really like adorn ourselves and just be in our own energy and just know that we are all like these facets of the divine, of this goddess, and it's how we choose to embody it. Yeah, I absolutely love that, Lauren.
Yeah. And I think about like being on our lake and or going to the beach or to a pool. And like, truly, I'm not looking at anybody else in that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, that's not what's important. What's important is like, are you enjoying the sun? Are you enjoying the water? Are you having a good time? Are you like, you went there probably to relax. Are you relaxing?
Right.
Are you playing? Or are you in deep stress? And I know for me, when it comes to like the body stuff, a lot of times it usually points to like some sort of dissatisfaction somewhere else. It's almost like easier to go to the body and pick at it, you know? Yeah. So maybe it's like I'm really tired, or maybe I'm not happy with something that went down in my relationship or work, or like there's something going on in the world that feels really out of control, and it's easier to like look at my body. Myself. Yeah. Yeah. Than that anything else. But yeah, I want to read this last part again, just because I loved it so much. It's like how to honor the sacred. So you can honor the sacrifices and stories of your ancestors by loving yourself and your life. You honor the land by being present with it. You honor yourself by remembering who you are. So
yeah, I think that goes back to like my reading too, like remembering who you are, getting clear, seeing how you are playing out in these different moments of your life, but being very like present to that. I mean, that's how we learn who we are, and like slowing down, listening to our soul speak to us, because that is our true essence. And I really love when you talked about like being present with the land. I've been feeling this call to like really dig into like who were the stewards of my land here, and what were they all about, and create a practice around like honoring that, because I do know like here where we live, we were not the first people here, obviously. Mm-hmm. And when I think about it, it kind of saddens me that some of these stewards or custodians like were removed, pushed, and I can do my part to honor those that were here before me by learning about it and honoring it and becoming, for me, a good steward of this land as well. I do love that. What was the other part? It was like the land, remembering who you were, and
honor yourself by remembering who you are. It was honor the sacrifices and stories of your ancestors by loving yourself and your life.
Yeah, I think for those of us who aren't particularly familiar with what went down, like that's me. In my family, we're very like hush hush. And I don't know if that's all families or, you know, I know a lot of Black families are that way. We don't really talk about our diseases and all these things, so we don't really have accurate histories. So we're very close-lipped about certain things. And I think this is just like a great way to like not know, but still honor, like when you're honoring yourself and loving yourself, like you are appreciating your ancestors for doing exactly what they did to get you to this point to be able to do that. Like there are still areas in this world where people can't love on themselves because they're living in fear. And we have like this amazing opportunity to do just that, to like be with ourselves, feel that security and that safetiness, to have the time to sit here and enjoy who we are, be in our wholeness and our essence, and like love that for all that it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I want for my daughter and for my descendants, is to love themselves and to be good stewards of this earth, and to be kind to other humans. You know, that's all I want. And yeah, there's some, like my mother went and did ancestry a few years ago. So she was like really going back into the family tree. And my dad's side, they have some record of things, but it doesn't go that far back. And like, I don't know, I've always had a hard time connecting to it, because it's one thing to like see someone's name and where they're from and maybe how they died or how long they lived, but I don't have this like feeling of knowing who they are, like deeply, you know. And I've always felt really different, I think, than a lot of the family. So I've felt this big disconnect. But I think like what we can know and guarantee is like all our ancestors went through hard shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's like what ties us together too, right? Like I feel like we try to like, and not saying that it's not needed to know, like especially like as far as the races go and what happened and how we got here, but we all, like all of us, our ancestors went through something.
They did. And they all went through some sort of like cultural erasure that disconnected them from the natural world. Like, unless you are still like, unless you are from an indigenous family, you know, there's been this like big disconnect through like colonialism, white supremacy, through religion. And there is this like deep desire, I think, for a lot of us to like reconnect back to that, and to like, I don't know, just to know like, what did our ancestors way back believe and feel and think? How are they connected to nature? And for the ones who, you know, went through the erasure and had to conform in specific ways, or maybe they were forcing others to do so, I don't know. Did they have this like longing within them? You know, the same that we feel, but not have the tools, permission, or safety to like find that. So I don't know. It doesn't escape me that we're in this place of privilege to like even be pondering these questions.
Yeah.
And like how, I don't want to say it's a waste, but like, they went through what they went through, whatever that was, for a reason. And like, we should be harnessing being alive at this time and the opportunities that we have before us to like safely reconnect with nature and not be worried about someone like killing us for being a witch, for instance, or enslaving us, or, you know, whatever it might be. It's really, you know, the world is messy, but it's quite a time to be alive for us too, and to share our voices and to share like what's in our hearts and souls and our longings, and to find like that deep connection with others.
Yeah, I agree with you so much. I literally was thinking about, it wasn't the same exact thing, but just thinking about like looking at my mom and her life and how she's lived and what she's done and accomplished and like even just like her mentality. I'm just going to put myself out there. Like my mom stays with us from time to time. She's building a house right beside us. And Lauren, I showed you how close it was. And some of the things that she does sometimes, it's like, why are we like that? Or like, why are we so concerned with, I mean, I don't want to put our business out there, but other things, why are we living for other people? Why do we feel like, you know, God, you know, she believes in God and or source or the divine is outside of ourselves. And when we clearly like tap into the magic and the beauty that is like where we are, earth, and look at all the like things like plants, let's take, you know, the walnut that resembles a brain, right? Mm-hmm. And all of these different herbs that resemble like the human body. And just like when we look at all of these things and we see that like these are maps and blueprints for us to remember, like that we are all connected. It just makes me like, it makes me really happy that I get to witness this, like remembering, mm-hmm. because that's, I feel like that's what we're in, you know, we're talking about this, you know, big awakening and all the things, but it's really like a remembering of who we are, getting in touch with, you know, our ancestors. And maybe we had to like go through this erasure, right? To like stop being separated. Like I know that we are still segregated in some areas and separated, and you know, race and religion are still a really big thing. But when you think about breaking that stuff down, and like Lauren, you and I, like there used to be a moment in time where like we would never, never be together. We would never have a conversation. We would never hug each other or any of those things. Maybe they had to go through those things to form paths like this, relationships like this, for the future, for our children and their children. So, I mean, I feel like we can go down a rabbit hole of all the things and why it's important to like just really love on yourself and honor your ancestors through that. But I've been feeling that call, yeah, recently too.
Yeah, I'll add a couple of things. One, I told you this story privately, but talking about connecting with like custodians of the land. So I was at a children's farm with Gemma last week, mm-hmm. and there's an installation there from the Kanza Nation, and they are one of the tribes that was here, obviously before us, and they installed a really cool exhibit that's like a big mound house, I think it's called, so kind of built into the land, and they had teepees, so they would live kind of in a permanent structure and then hunt twice a year for buffalo and bring them back. But anyway, they had all kinds of artifacts and things in there, and I was asking a lot of questions to the woman who was holding space there, and there are a bunch of turtle shells, and I was like, oh, they must have used those for like bowls and this and that. And she said, yeah, but they're calendars. And I'm like, what? How is that a calendar? And she showed me that like each turtle shell has 13 large segments on the back and then 28 like little ticks all the way around it. So they would keep track of the lunar calendar with turtle shells. And that just like totally blew my mind.
Yeah, it still is blowing my mind. I cannot wait to like get my hands on a turtle shell to like look at this.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that is just like such a beautiful connection. And like, here I am living my life. How many turtles have I ever seen? I never even like thought to count how many segments are on their shells or made that connection. But you're right. Like nature is like, it really shows us like all the synchronicities in life and the miracle that it is. And what this also like brings to my heart, because this has been in my mind too, like we're both kind of diving into the sacred right now and finding that through nature. Sometimes I have a hard time, like I have an easy time connecting with it through nature. I sometimes have a hard time connecting to it through humanity, like as a whole, just because of the messiness and chaos. But we do have to remember that we are an intrinsic part of nature as a species, and that every single one of us is divine. So the message that was coming through for that, sorry, we have all these messages today. But I was like, how can I make that shift when I'm feeling, I don't know,
put off,
protective or clenched or tight, or I don't know what the word is exactly, but just like, just tired, of people. And it's to shift from like receiving all of that chaotic energy, I think, to giving. So like really, you don't have to talk to everyone you see, but send them like a blessing when you see them. Send them love, send them light, send them like goodness. Because then you're being an active participant in, you know, God showing up in humans rather than being part of the illusion, I guess.
Yeah, I want to share a quick story real quick because I think it's really powerful. I don't think I've shared it on the pod yet. When you were talking about send a blessing or, you know, love or light, I was helping a friend work a wedding, and the, you know, the bridal party and all that came back in, and the guests came back into the place, what is called reception. And they had the first dance with the father and the bride. And Lauren, I could have gotten so sad in that moment, because my own father, he passed away really early, not the best choices on his part. And there have been moments in my life where I just would be so upset because he just wasn't there for these things, you know, prom, marriage, graduation, all the things, you know, things that probably have put me on this path anyway, right? Like the reason why he wasn't there. But in that moment, I chose to like send so much love to this bride. And I'm not talking like just saying, oh, she's beautiful or whatever, but like literally physically connect my heart to hers and just shower her with so much love. And it wasn't like 5 minutes later that her mother came over and she said, thank you. Thank you so much. I see all the love you are giving my daughter.
Aww.
And in that moment, I was like, okay, this shit is real. Like for real, because how else could she have like known that that was exactly what I was doing? So, you know, I share that story to say like, we might not feel like, especially if you're new to this path, I always come from that lens. You might not feel like, you know, sending a blessing or giving love or giving light is doing anything, but it really is on an energetic level. And people that are tapped in will notice that or feel that. And even if they're not tapped in, they might not feel that or notice that, but the work is still happening. So yeah, I wanted to just share that real quick and just thought how awesome that was. And it just blew my mind.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And like what a, I don't know, just... It shows your heart so much to choose that in that moment. And it was a choice that you made, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I love it all. We said we'd keep it short today to honor our throats.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though it's hard.
It's so hard for us. I had my tea here, but I can definitely feel it. So Lauren, I love you, and I'm so grateful for you and these conversations and you being so open and vulnerable and, you know, not feeling good and showing up anyway and just giving us and our besties and, you know, our future besties the opportunity to really, like, see our hearts, have these conversations, open up their minds and our minds. And so I'm just so, so appreciative of you.
Yeah.
And I love you so much.
I love you, too. You're such a special human. And you're always, I don't know, that story is such an epitome of it, but you're like always choosing the light, even when things are hard. You know, it's not that you're bypassing the tough stuff or the dark, but you do always rise above in a way. And it's very inspiring because, I mean, I think I get there, but sometimes I get a little stuck in the, I don't know, people suck. Or like,
but I'm, you just get out of it.
I get out. I get out quick. But no, it's always good to have you a Rashida in your life.
Thank you, and a Lauren. So, yeah. Well, besties, that was it for today. I hope this resonated for you. If Lauren's message or my message did, like, let us know on Instagram. We would love to hear from you and how these are landing. And yeah, Lauren, thank you so much. And I will chat with you soon.
Yeah, bye, friend.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.